Morning to all. We're on the Chof Ches Amud Aleph. We saw a complicated Gemara last time. Let's review what we saw last time. Rav said that my father's brother, that's his uncle, cannot testify about me. Neither can his son, that's my first cousin, neither can his son-in-law. It's also my first cousin-in-law. Okay, that's all plain sailing. The other way around was a chiddush. He said, so too, I cannot testify about my uncle, and neither can my son or son-in-law. So it's great nephew to great uncle. Why was that a chiddush? Because the Gemara said that's what we call shlishi berishin. It's third generation testifying against first generation. And the Gemara said, excuse me, we do not have a source from the Mishnah to suggest that that's the case. We had a Rishon B'Sheni, we had a Sheni B'Rishon. What's the relationship between nephew and uncle? What's an uncle-nephew relationship called? That's a Rishon B'Sheni. Generation number one to generation number two. Or if you have two cousins, what would we call that? Everybody's welcome to demute. Two cousins is obviously a Sheni B'Sheni. Second generation, again, second generation. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about great nephew to great uncle. That's third generation to first generation. Says the Gemara, where'd you get that from? Surely we do not have a source from the Mishnah. So the Gemara answered, and this is what we left off with, that actually we do have a source. Why? Because if you remember in the Mishnah, it said that you cannot testify against your uncle. And then it said, neither can you testify against your uncle's son, v'chasanoi, and son-in-law. Now, whose son-in-law is that? So originally we understood it's the son-in-law of your uncle. So it's your first cousin-in-law. The Gemara now tells us, no, that's the wrong reading of the Mishnah. It's the son-in-law of the son. So you cannot testify against your uncle. So too his son. That second generation, and so too the son's son-in-law, that third generation. So therefore, we really do have a Mishnah source to tell us that even the third generation is also posel eidus. So it all depends again on that translation of chasonoi, son-in-law. It's not son-in-law of your uncle, rather it's the son-in-law of the son of your uncle. That's third generation. Now, there is one technical problem. What's the technical problem? Again, Rabbi says it's complicated, midaf halten kop. Let's work this out very slowly. If I want to testify about my uncle, do we all agree? I'm second generation, he's first. That's a Sheni Berishin. What about my uncle's son, my first cousin? So that we would call a Sheni B'Sheni, 2-2. Now, the way that the Gemara has told us to translate the Mishnah, you go down another generation, my uncle's son's son-in-law, that's the third generation. But it's not a Rishon B'Shlishi, it's a Sheni B'Shlishi. Because if I want to testify about my uncle's son's son-in-law, then it's generation two testifying about generation three. Yes, we all agree on that one? I cannot testify against my uncle. That's a Sheni Berishain. My cousin, Sheni Besheni. My cousin's children-in-law, Sheni Beshlishi. Which Rabbeinu is not quite the same case that Rav initially mentioned. What did Rav say? Rav said that my children cannot testify against my uncle. That is a third generation against a first generation. That's a Shlishi Berishon. The Mishnah, it turns out, is actually talking about something else. It's talking about a Shlishi B'sheni, not a Shlishi Berishon. So have a look at Rashi. Rashi's Dibur HaMaschil is my chasonoi dektoni masnisen. You have the Rashi? My chasonoi. Yeah, you have the Rashi, everybody? Rashi says, first word on the line is abo. Says Rashi, my chasonoi dektoni masnisen. What does it mean? The word chasonoi mentioned in a Mishnah. Achi Oviv, the brother of my father, that's my uncle. Ubnoi, and his son, that's my cousin. V'chasonoi, hi, chasonoi demasnisin, that son-in-law that's mentioned in the Mishnah. Abnoi koi, it's going on the son, it's the son-in-law of the son. Dehava shlishi, hi, chasen. So that son-in-law is really the third generation. But now Rashi points out the question we just asked. Olakamon porech, but the Gemara is going to ask, Im kein, have a shlishi b'sheini. That's not a shlishi berishain that we're discussing. It's a shlishi b'sheini. We have to see, is that better or is it worse? Right? But I'm on the second generation testifying against my cousin's children-in-law. So it's generation two testifying against generation three. So we'll have to see. Okay, go back into the Gemara now. First word on the line is ve'elo. This eighth, last, narrow line of the Gemara. First line on the word is ve'elo. Says the Gemara, ve'elo, I've got a question. Ho de toni Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya learned the following braisa. Shmoina ovois. There are eight ovois. Remember we said ovois is really the generic term for family. So there are fathers and uncles and children and son-in-law, etc. There's eight altogether. In a minute, we'll make a cheshbon. Shehein esrim v'arbo, which altogether comes out to 24. Why are we tripling everything? Because every relative that's mentioned, you always have to add his son and son-in-law. So, for example, my uncle and his son and his son-in-law. Or my brother and my brother's son and son-in-law. Or my maternal uncle and son and son-in-law. Every relative you have, you've always got to triple, because you always got to times it by three. For every relative, it's him, his son, and his son-in-law. So what's the big problem now? Yeah, Bavro.
Good question. The eight that the Rav Chiya is referring to here are the eight from the Mishnah, correct?
We'll see. The Mishnah actually mentions nine. Rashi will discuss this, correct?
Okay.
We'll see in a second. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I hope everybody's holding cop. Rav Chiya said in a braisa, for every relative mentioned, you've always got to add the son and son-in-law. Which really means, how many generations are you adding on? You're always just adding on one more generation, both children and also children-in-law. But nobody said add another generation after that to get to grandchildren. That we didn't say. And that is the problem. Says the Gemara, surely hani tlosin v'taratin have a question mark. Surely it should not be 24, it should be 32. Why should it be 32? Again, we translated, what does the word in the Mishnah chasonoi mean? What does chasonoi mean? Son-in-law. Son-in-law of who? So the Gemara said it's the son-in-law of the son, third generation. Well, if every posel stretches to his sons, sons-in-law, and then their respective children as well. So therefore, for every relative, you shouldn't times it by three, you should times it by four. Why? Your uncle, for example. If it says uncle, so that should include your uncle's children, your uncle's children-in-law, and then all of their respective children, the next generation as well. So if you're going to tell me, and this was Rav's Chiddush, and then we have to learn the Mishnah accordingly, if you're going to tell me that third generation is also possible, so why are you telling me it's 8 times 3? Surely it should be 8 times 4, because you've got to incorporate now the third generation.
Why would it not go on ad nauseum to a fifth generation or sixth generation?
Because we only have a proof, we only have a source so far for generation 3. Rav, again, Rav was the one who launched this discussion, and he said, I cannot testify against my uncle, neither can my children. Now, my children versus my uncle, that's a shlishi, that's third generation. The Gemara accordingly explained that when the Mishnah says my uncle and his son, the chasonoi, it means my uncle's son, and the son's son-in-law. Again, third generation, but I have no more source than that. So therefore, for every relative mentioned, I should always have to add the relative's son, the relative's son-in-law, that second generation, and then get to the next generation, the third generation. So why did Rav Chiya say there's 8 altogether, which takes you to 24 because it's 8 times 3. Surely it should be 8 times 4, 32. Have a look at Rashi. Shmoina Ovis. Zok Rashi, Shmoina Ovis. Im Benehem, but all of these 8 relatives together with their children, v'chasonehem, and their children-in-law, all together is how much? Have a chof dalet, that is 24. So 8 times 3, that was Reb Chiya's summary of all the psulim. Now, problem is, says Rashi, afal gav de masnisin tishotnan. If you look carefully back in the Mishnah, you'll see there are actually 9 mentioned, not 8. Quickly look back in the Mishnah, Rabbi Say. Look back in the Mishnah Chav Zayin on this. Ve'elu heina kreivin. And let's push it, count up how many people are mentioned in the Mishnah. Says Mishnah. Elu heina kreivin. Number 1, Ochiv, your brother. Number 2, Va'achi Oviv, your father's brother. Number 3, Va'achi Imoy, your mother's brother. Number 4, Ba'al Achoisai, the husband of your sister, your brother-in-law. Fifthly, Ba'al Achois Oviv, your aunt's husband. Ba'al Achois Imoy, and your aunt on your mother's side. That's how many so far?
6.
Ubal Imoy and your mother's husband, Vachomiv, your father-in-law, the Gisai, and your brother-in-law. So that would seem to be nine. And then it adds Ubanein, the Chasonen, the Chorogoy, and also your stepson-in-law. So it seems to be that there are nine mentioned in the Mishnah, not eight. So why did Reb Chiya only talk about eight psulim and their children and children-in-law? Surely he should have said nine psulim. So look at Rashi by us. Afal gav debemas nisin tishotnan. Bar mi chorogoy. Besides for chorogoy, put the stepson-in-law aside. She'ein ben v'chosan imoy. Remember we said in the Mishnah, chorogoy levadoy. So chorogoy definitely does not appear on the list because he does not go with his son and son-in-law. But how many were there besides for chorogoy? We just counted nine. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, you're right, great question. Lekamon porech lehu. Later on, we're going to ask this question. Okay, so Rashi's telling us we have to be patient. It's a good question. Anybody who asked it, Baruch Shekivanto, there should really be nine. For some reason, he's only mentioned eight. But either way now, so what's the question? Reb Chiya said there are eight psulim altogether, which you then have to times by three, because you always have to add the son and the son-in-law. So it's eight times three is 24. And we're asking the question, why don't you have to add, for all of those eight, another generation? So it should be eight times four, not eight times three. So really the final tally should be 32. Now, Raboise, everyone has to hold cup over here. Where in the Mishnah, again, let's review this. It has to be 100% clear. If it's not 100% clear, we're wasting our time. Where in the Mishnah did it say that third generation is possible? We're asking a question. Why are you telling me it's eight times three? It should really be eight times four because you've got to add the third generation. One second. Where in the Mishnah did it say third generation? The answer is that was our translation of the word chasonoi. Remember we said that son-in-law doesn't mean your uncle's son-in-law. Rather, it's your uncle's son and that son's son-in-law. That's the third generation. So it all depends on the translation of that word chasonoi. If you've decided that chasonoi does not mean your uncle's son-in-law, rather it's your uncle's son's son-in-law, well, then yes, you're 100% right. It's clear in the Mishnah that third generation is possible, and that therefore begs the question, why did Reb Chiya say eight times three? It's eight times four. But if you would change the translation of chasonoi to what we thought it meant originally, if you say chasonoi means your uncle and his son and son-in-law, not the son-in-law of the son, but rather the son-in-law of your uncle, well, that's only two generations. Well, then it would turn out that the Mishnah actually never said three generations. So it all depends on how you translate the word chasonoi. So look back in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Elo lo oilom chasonoi mamish. We're backtracking. It's that word Elo. Really, the word chasonoi in the Mishnah has to be translated literally, meaning your uncle's son and your uncle's son-in-law. which means therefore that third generation is actually not being discussed in the Mishnah. Because it doesn't mean your uncle's son's son-in-law, it means your uncle's son and also your uncle's son-in-law. Now, that's all fine and dandy, but where do we get stuck? We get stuck with Rav. Remember, that's how the whole sugya started. The whole sugya started when Rav said that my children cannot testify against my uncle. My children to my uncle is a great nephew, great uncle relationship. That's what we call a shlishi larishin. So Rav clearly held that third generation is possible. The Gemara's question is, where do you get that from? Surely the Mishnah only spoke about second generation. The Gemara explained, no, actually, the Mishnah does include third generation because chasonoi means the third generation. But now that we have backtracked on that, and we have said chasonoi does not mean third generation, rather chasonoi means what? My uncle and his son and son-in-law, so it's second generation. Well, then Rav is once again in trouble. Why is Rav in trouble? Because how can Rav say that my children cannot testify against my uncle, even though it's a third generation? But we don't have any source for that in the Mishnah anymore. Because it turns out that chasonoi in the Mishnah does not mean chasonoi third generation, it means second generation. So we're back to square one. Now, before we see the continuation of the Gemara, I want to explain the Gemara's teretz, and then we'll see it inside the words. Rav says, and this is where the Gemara explains, and this is a tremendous chiddush. Rav says, okay, on second thoughts, I agree that when it says chasonoi in the Mishnah, what does it mean? It means my uncle, my uncle's children, and my uncle's children-in-law. Fine, granted. What's the question? Well, if that's the case, the Mishnah is only talking about second generation. Where's your source to suggest third generation? That was the Moros Kasha. That's how we started. Initially, Rav tried to explain that chasonoi is literally the third generation because it's my uncle's son's son-in-law, but we've backtracked from that. So if we've backtracked from that, this is the central question. What is the source? What is the source to suggest that it applies even to a shlishi? Even to a Dor Shlishi. So the Gemara answers, and this is now the teretz. You're right. Eino Chanami Rav translates chasonoi not to mean the third generation. It's my uncle's son-in-law. That is second generation. But here comes the big chiddush, Rabbi Yisai. Because the chasonoi, the son-in-law, is not a blood relative of my uncle. Because remember, it's not my uncle's son, it's my uncle's son-in-law. So we will consider that a third generation because he's further removed than the son. That's the answer. Again, which generation is my uncle's son-in-law on? Essentially, he's on generation number two. But I'm going to consider that as the status of generation number three. Why? Because if you want to know who is the real generation number two, that's my first cousin, my uncle's son. But my uncle's son-in-law, which means my uncle's daughter's husband, that's further afield and will have the status of third generation. If that's the case, Rav, once again, is in good shape. Because what did Rav say? Rav said, my children, my sons, cannot testify against my uncle. That's a great nephew to a great uncle. That is generation three, third generation. What's the source? It turns out Rav has managed to find a source, because Chasonai in the Mishnah admittedly means my uncle's son-in-law, but because he's not a blood relative, therefore he's considered like a third generation, that might as well be a great nephew and great uncle. Look at the Gemara. Says the Gemara, La'oilom chasonoi mamish. You're right. Really, it's son-in-law, literally. Vamai kori lei chasan benoi. So why did Rav ki'ilu consider it the son-in-law of the son? In other words, third generation. Kiven deme alma ka'osi. Because he's coming from the outside, he's not a blood direct relative. Kedoir acher domi. That's like a different generation. It's further removed. It's further removed. The son-in-law is further removed from the father-in-law than the son is. The son is merely second generation. The son-in-law is considered further out. Yes, Ravron.
Didn't we just learn the idea that is Bal Kiishto Dami?
Yeah.
Bal Kiishto
means that it considered posel as well, albeit with a different status. Baal Kiishto. If the wife is posel, the husband is also posel. That's halachically correct. But the status is different. The status of that husband, because he's not a blood relative, he's further removed. And that's why he's considered the next generation. Look at Rashi on the last narrow lines. Va'amai kori le. Va'amai kori le rav lechasonoi demasnise. That chosin in the Mishnah called it chasan benoi, teretzes. Kiven de chasan. Loi hava mizaroi, because that chasan is not his blood relative, is not actually his children. Rather, me alma kaosi. He's coming from the oilam, he's coming from the world, he's coming from outside. Therefore, kedoir shlishi choshiv lei. Therefore, we will consider as if it's a third generation, albeit that it's not literally a third generation. But Rav has, for all intents and purposes, now found his source. Therefore, the Hilkoch, and therefore, Bani, my children, Nami, La'achi Aviv, Achi Abba, my children to the brother of my father, third generation, Dava Shlishi Barishain, will also be possible. Okay. Now we have to really leave off with a question. And Rashi asked this question, and Rabbeisai, you have to hold cop. Let's go back to the beginning of Rav's statement. Rav said the following words. Now listen very, very carefully. Rav said, I cannot testify about my uncle. Okay. Then he said, neither can my children testify against my uncle. And then he added, neither can my children-in-law, my son-in-law, also can't testify about my uncle. So here we're in trouble now. I cannot testify about my uncle. That's generation 2 to 1, Arishon B'Sheni. What about my children to my uncle? That's a shlishi berishain, which we've all agreed is also possible. But when Rav added, my son-in-law also cannot testify against my uncle. Now, we would have all said that what's that called? That's also third generation. But now that we've seen that a son-in-law is always considered, as it were, on the next generation, so my son-in-law to testify against my uncle is now a Ravi Barishon. Where's the source for that? I'm sorry, we have no source for that. Look at Rashi. On the second last narrow line. Says Rashi, V'ikelek shuye l'rav. Surely we can ask a kasha now on Rav. Kiven da Omar. Since he said chasran k'doir acher domi, since he told me that a son-in-law is like another generation, amai posel chasanoi l'achiyabo. So why is my son-in-law posel to testify against my uncle havale revi'i berishoin? We would have all said, no, that's called a shlishi berishoin. My children, my children-in-law, it's all considered the same thing. But Rav just told you now that a child-in-law is not considered the same as children. It's like a next generation. So your son-in-law is really one door down from your children. So that's another generation. So what's the relationship between my son-in-law and my uncle? That's not a shlishi berishon. That's a ravi berishon. That's an enormous kasha. Says Rashi, it is a very good kasha. Elo, milsa achriti akshi lei. Says Rashi, it's true. I'm not claiming that this kasha is not a good kasha. It's an excellent kasha. But meanwhile, the Gemara is anyway going to ask a different question. Ad da afke mahay taima legamri. Until the Gemara falls away from this anyway. So if the Gemara falls away from this anyway, so the question that Rashi asked, don't worry, will soon become irrelevant. So Rashi's not answering the question. It's just that the Gemara intercepts with another question, and based on that, anyway, falls away from this whole son-in-law generation business. Therefore, this question will no longer be relevant. Okay, we have to hold it over here. It's a very complicated Gemara, but therefore very geschmacky Gemara. Mr. Hashem will continue next time, all being well. For those of you who join us on Wednesday nights, there'll be a Pasha Shem, Mr. Hashem, tonight.
Shikoa.